Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. It is Twisted Up Tuesday, baby. It's Tango Tuesday. Listen, it is Get Down. I got some bad music. I'm always excited when there is some great, awesome, superstar music that comes across Fierce Female Network, and that's a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Got some really bad music on today by independent artist Tom Ishizuka. Yeah, baby, he got it going on. It's hot, it's sizzling, it's saucy, and wait till you hear the tune, baby. Listen, I'm broadcasting live in the Windy City. It's 56 degrees right about now. Sunny outside. Hello, everybody out there. Listen, I'm in the studio. Hey, y'all, they just walking past. How y'all doing? It's sunny. I have some people wearing their shorts. Not me. I had oral surgery, and I'm still trying to heal. I'm like, hurry up, because I'm ready to chewing on me some food. I've been chewing on one side of my mouth. Oh, my God. Going on 3 weeks, y'all. I'm like, why this man didn't tell me how long this surgery takes to heal up? He tells me, well, Miss Manson, it's going to be about a month or two before you get ready to chew on this side. Because your gum's off, I have to go into the bone. Now, I'm not making this up, y'all. I'm honest to God, I'm not making this up. He told me a month or two, and I was so sad. I got so depressed. I got to wait 2 months to chew on the right side of my mouth. So, you know, every day I'm on the left side chewing. Why? I sound like a broken heart. You know what I mean? It's almost like a Fred Flintstone heart. You know how when Fred Flintstone be driving his car around and they roll over a pebble and the wheels start tipping off? That's the way I'm chewing on the left side. I'm so tired. Listen, I had the surgery on February 1st. Listen. Today is February the 20th. Hear me all up in here. February 1st is when I had the surgery. I'm like, Lord, today. And the stitches took 2 weeks to come out. They told me first, well, 3 to 10 days, okay? I'm hoping it wasn't that for 3 days. Some of them came out 3 days, 10 days. The last few didn't come out. I'm like, hold on, Mrs. Dennis. Hold on, doctor. You're going to see me and get this stuff out of my mouth. So listen. I think it was on. I went past the 10-day mark, and it was the 14th or 15th day. I went back to Dennis and said, okay, get this out. I said, how long is it going to be before I do? He said, about a month. I'm like, oh, no. So y'all know how I feel. So y'all know me to use my medicine. I'm going to do my time and keep on going. So listen, some of the words come out. Y'all are crazy. Y'all know why. Okay. So today is Tuesday, February 20th, 2024. It's 2:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. It's 3:15 on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And oh, my God, I'm flying on the right side because some of the rules are going down. So listen, y'all wipe them out. Wipe them out. Step by. Oh, Lord. So listen, y'all know what I'm going to say. Eastern Standard Time Zone is time for me to rock my socks off on. Okay, quiet. Thank you. So listen. Fierce thing is really, really Fierce International is working so hard. I'm telling you, I really appreciate them. They're working on the magazine, Buy Love and Fierce and Network has an online magazine. Yes, indeed. Let me tell y'all something. Hope to hear this show is being sponsored by Gumpa Rum. G-U-P-A-R-U-M. Gumpa Rum. We have two different flavors. We've got natural vanilla, which is gumma. I need white. Thank you. And natural coconut, which is gumma silver. Those two flavors. And I want to tell y'all, something. Wipe me off, baby. So listen, I ain't in the dentist office watching. Spit it off, they gotta wipe it off. Okay? So listen. Gumpa Rum now is safe. Y'all bring me down so they can get me. Okay? So listen. Gumpa Rum is now available in everywhere. I don't care where you at. you can be in your dentist's office. And if you need an extra hit, you can get Gumbarum at CW Spirit, CWSpirits.com. You can order it all 50 states. Yes, you can. You can order it all over. I don't care what state you're in, California, Iowa, Indiana. You know, you can be in Tennessee, Mississippi, wherever you at. You can try out Gumbarum. It's really delicious. It's really delicious. I need a wipe. Thank you, baby. Okay, not to swallow. Okay. Okay, so listen, CWSpirits.com. See, it's real. Listen, I'm not putting on, I'm really real. So then, CWSpirits.com. You can order Gumbarum. All you got to do is go to the website. Up in the, at the top of the website, all you got to do is put in Gumbarum, and it'll come right up. $23.99 to order and try Gumbarum. So listen, listen, listen. I got some bad music by indie artist Tom Ishizuka. Yeah, he got some good stuff, my darling. Listen, listen, listen. Before I get into the music, I want you guys to get into this while you're on Facebook. Give me a white baby. Thank you. Okay, I got this. I had to swallow. Okay, thank you, baby. I need assistance. I need assistance. 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 Okay. So listen, while you're on Facebook, please use the keyword to fierce female when the page comes up. Give it a like, and I really appreciate it. Come on, engineer. Do your thing up in here. Come on, come on, come on, come on. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Baby, baby, baby. Baby. I felt like Tabitha Brown right there and there. She's a very well-known actress, Tabitha Brown. Y'all know Tabitha Brown with the cooking. You know how she say on her videos, and baby, when she be cooking something, she say, baby, that means it's really good. Yeah, give me a wipe so I can swap. Okay. So anytime Tabitha Brown says, baby, that means it's extra good. And the reason why I'm bringing up Tabitha Brown is because the music that you're getting ready to hear right now, it is a baby. It's music for your ears. It is hot. This is some good stuff right here. It is good stuff. I love it. I love it. The first one that's coming up is called Can't Wait. Indie artist Tom Ishizuka. Where have you been, Mr. Tom? Mr. Tom, where you been, honey? You been hiding. You got to come on out, baby, because what you got, the whole world needs to hear it. And I said earlier in an earlier show, I said earlier, music is my medicine. Music is my medicine. You know, when you listen to some music, you could be feeling whatever kind of way during the day. You could put on some music and it lifts you up. You'd be like, hey, hey. But better than that, let me say this first. Better than that, God. God can help you make it. He can help you to keep on making it, keep on moving, keep on stepping. Because I'm telling you, you can feel like you're way down. But guess what? All you got to do is say, Lord, help me today. Mm-hmm. Sister Darden was a lady at the church. She was Mother Darden, really. And she would say, Lord, help us some more. Lord, help us some more. Guess what? He will help you. Right now, it's indie artist Tom Ishizuka. I'm telling you, this song is tough. It's bad. Y'all going to love this. Y'all check this out. It's called Can't Wait. Take a listen. It's saucy, baby. It's juicy.
No need to tell me. How you want me to hold you? Thank you.
That is awesome, awesome. That's good stuff right there. You know what? That's Motown music. You know what? That is Motown music right there. You understand me up in here? Motown, Motown, Motown. It is just that good. It is smooth. It's hot. It's Motown music. Add it to your collection. Add it to your collection. This indie artist, Tom Izuka. And let me spell the last name for you. It is Izizuka. Once again, Izizuka. I do have some more music by this artist, but you're going to love it as well. Want to see you again. Want to see you again. Those vocals on that song, she is really phenomenal. Strong vocals. The lyrics is just phenomenal. Strong. That song is strong. Guess what? It has all the elements of millionaire music, millionaire music. It reminds me of an artist that I had on the show. His name was Mike DeLarno. I'm going to have to look it up. But it reminds me, and this one artist that I'm thinking of used to work with Whitney Houston, and the lyrics, I might even play the song. The lyrics was really awesome. The vocal was by Anna Smith. She has strong vocals. And listen, I'm going to bring you some more, but right now, I'm going to play right now, One Up, Want to See You Again. I want you guys to check this out. It is Want to See You Again. Come on up in here. All right, all right. That is Want to See You Again. That is awesome. I love this song. I love the Caribbean vibe. It has a nice Caribbean vibe to it. That's indie artist Tom Ishizuka, once again, Ishizuka. And most people that's familiar with the Fierce Men Network, I'm all about creating millionaire music. And you know why? Because music and entertainment, y'all know, it ain't easy. It is not easy. But, I have to say this. I believe in creating millionaire music, not creating millions of dollars from music. Because, you know, independent artists, we all want that number one hit song. Some people do it, some people can't. But I believe if you create multiple streams of income, you have better opportunities and a better chance to make a great, right, a great line of income for yourself, great revenue that's coming in for artists. Because y'all know independent artists and people that's in entertainment have to work a multitude of different types of jobs before they really make it into what they are doing. So listen, first of all, of course, you got to have a super bad product. Your product is your music, right? And if you are in entertainment, someone that likes comedy, you got to start off in the nightclubs doing stand-up, different things. But listen, I want to give this to Tom. This is what I'm getting at right here. Tom, I want you to check out this particular artist. This one is, and I was talking about him earlier, Mike, he was on the network some time ago and had the pleasure of playing his music and promoting him and featuring his music. His name is Mike DiLorenzo. It's DiLorenzo, and he had an artist that he was featuring, Anna Moore. She has a smooth voice, and I want you to, I'm going to leave this for you as well. I want you to check out his music and what he does, because he makes millionaire music. He's there at the plateau. He makes millionaire music, and so listen, he has worked with different individuals such as the late great Whitney Houston. He's worked with Sissy Houston. He's also worked with New Jersey Mass Choir. He's worked with Regina Bell, Chuck Berry. He's worked with a lot of different people when it comes to music, and he understands how to make great music. And so I want you to check him out. I'm going to leave some information for you. I want you to check him out, because when you study different individuals that have already reached that plateau of making millionaire music, you have better appreciation, right? You should have a better appreciation for where you're trying to get to. When you study the great people that is doing it right now, you will have a better appreciation for where they came from and where they are right now. So listen, I want you to check out Mike DiLorenzo. I'm going to give you his information. Don't worry. And so one of the things about making millionaire music is not only by having income from your music. It's about having different streams of revenue that's coming in. Like, I'm transparent. So listen, they have to give me a wipe for a moment. Listen, I'm very transparent, so I'll tell you about different revenues of income. My different revenues is this. You guys know I don't make a lot of music. I make a song, I drop a single here, I drop a single there. So my different revenues of income, of course, I love my heart and my baby is life coaching. I love life coaching. I'm a certified and trained life coach by Dr. Monique Carradine. So that's one of my streams is coaching individuals, coaching different clients. So that's one stream, the coaching. And I love to write. I love my books. I love writing screenplays, which I have not done a lot of it lately. So listen, there is I have my CDs that makes just a little bit of income, not a whole lot, but I love making and lately LifeWave, which I've just started that. So I love having different projects all running at the same time. That is just my thing. That is just what I do, and that's just what I love to do that. So listen, and I think that is something that you guys should love to do as well. When it comes to those who really, really make that music and push it out there, you got to have your merchandise. Right, you need to have your merchandise, great merchandise, things that's different that will bring in a stream of revenue for you. Have your merchandise, not just the ordinary T-shirt. Listen, I heard Erykah Badu say this, and I love watching interviews of those that's already making millionaire music. She said this one thing, and it stuck in my mind. The more creative that you are, the farther you will go. So my thing is this. Don't just, and the reason I'm bringing it up is this is the reason. Don't just have a merchandise like a regular T-shirt. Make that T-shirt as creative as you can get it to be. Because she said the more creative that you are, the farther you will go. And I believe that 1,000%. I believe that 1,000% that your creativity is going to take you where you're trying to get to. So listen, when you come up with your merchandise, you want it to be just as creative. Because guess what? That's going to set you apart from the masses. It's going to set you apart from the masses. When your T-shirt is creative and very different and very unusual, it's going to bring in clients. It's going to bring in your customers. It's going to bring in your revenue stream. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do this all over again on tomorrow.
In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and